Anything else? There are going to be a major announcements about the Keshe Foundation in the coming weeks in respect to a lot of things, developments and achievements, and we have to see how we handle it from our side and how you as Keshe Foundation supporters handle it from your side. It's a point of turning, it's a point of change. We will try to stay neutral as much as possible in respect to the 1st of November calls by the Americans, but at the end of the day, we see ourselves as a world peace leaders, and we have to act to guarantee the peace of every man on this planet. And on that hand, we have to develop technologies which can bring peace and not conflict, and in so many ways, if need be, we have to see that we don't become a judge of one nation or the other, but we create a condition of peace for every man. I don't support any governments. I support that nobody gets harmed and nobody gets into these positions of mayhem. We can create more mayhem than anybody can ever imagine. The knowledge has to be applicable, that it creates a condition of peace, not nationalism. We have made a request, those of you who are Americans, and this is the second time I put this request, that we have asked our, some of our Americans to look into. If you live in America, and we are looking to speak to the family of Mr. Meyer. If you know, and you are aware of, we know where they are, we're just trying to stop, they've had so many false communications, that most probably they have a problem with some other things. We want to speak to Stefan Meyer. If you, any of you can access or be seen or can see this family, we want the affidavit as part of the European Court of Justice against Red Circle and Mr. Delanova and the Belgium Circle of Murdering Scientists, as his brother was killed on the table in front of him. He's alive, he's in his 70 odd years old. We would like if any of the Keshe Foundation, American Keshe Foundations, can access him. We need to speak to him to complete part of the dossier of the murder. What is missing? And it's important, our research team, we have all the data. Somehow they're not responding to our telephone calls. We need someone to go physically to the house and explain to them who we are and facilitate that the Keshe Foundation and them can speak.
Mr. Keshe Meyer, last name or first name?
Yes, Stefan Meyer is the last name. All the details are with our team in the background. I can provide it. We are looking for the family. Mr. Stan Meyer is the guy who developed the water engine. And he died in front of his brother with two Belgians giving him a soup. The same as me. John gave me a bowl of soup and I knew it was a poison in it. And I said, I'll take it because I know I can take it. It was instructed by Red Circle. That's how I informed the other guy. Even the poison doesn't work to kill the guy. He just resisted. We have built a pattern that the Belgians have been killing in two ways. Car accidents and poison. And we are looking to see how many scientists have died by car accidents. This is all planned by Belgians. All the murder car accidents you hear and a heart attack ends up in one road into the territory of Belgium. We are trying to establish a nation, not its citizens, but the nation as a governing nation, not a governing nation, a few people in there, because what do you call it? We have many, many supporters in Belgium. Their affidavit has created this condition, which I thank them. What it is now, we have established a pattern of murder. You know what you call serial killers? This is a group of people who become serial pattern killers. They're killing the scientists. We always heard, we didn't know. Now we see a pattern to it. And world governments have to respond to this, because it covers a number of different nations. three Chinese scientists. Me. Slot. Maya. From. Two ladies in biochemistry. Belgians, both. Murdered on the side road. Another Belgian scientist, again murdered in a car accident on the side road with a bullet in head. If you have a car accident, why do you have a bullet in your head? This is a question. Then there are others which we want to open. There is a page on the internet, about 120 scientists will be murdered, and you see a pattern to it. And a lot of these scientists somehow down the line have submitted the patents and end up in European patent. And the Belgian officers in the patent office have stolen it and returned to Belgium, and they plan the murder. It's a well planned, you see, now we see a pattern and we need that help. We need to speak to Mr. Meyer's family. Any American citizen who's part of the Keshe Foundation, please. We can give you some indications where they live, but we are looking for the man. We cannot release it on the internet in public. We are looking for Stephen Meyer. He is 74, I think, 78. It'll be a great help to us and to a lot of other scientists. As I said, we showed you a case under the case of our case. Now, we have opened a patent. Iran is getting blamed for being a rogue nation. How come Belgians can kill and nobody say anything, unless you're getting benefited by the loot, as we say in English. Who benefited by slots? Americans, British, Dutch, Belgians. Who got benefited by the murder of Meyer? And why is Belgium's there again? Any position we have to take to bring peace, we gotta bring peace to the families first. Thank you very much for today. Wish you a successful week. You might hear more about us during the week. Keshe Foundation is crossing a lot of borders and a lot of knowledge. And hopefully in a short time, we'll solve a lot of problems which has been created inside the Keshe Foundation by those who've been here with us. And in a short time, we will see, as I said, new developments, the space technology development, medicine development, application of the agriculture, application of the new materials, effect of the plasma energy on the structure of human being, very soon will open itself. Thank you very much, Rick. Thank you, Keshe Foundation in the background, and all the team. Goodbye for today.
Okay, thank you once again, Mr. Keshe, for another wonderful workshop. And thank you especially to the background teams that do work in the background here to keep things going and support the production of these teachings. Okay, that'll wrap it up for the 242nd Knowledge Seekers workshop for Thursday, September 20th, 2018.